Welcome to More Than a Broker, the podcast that goes beyond the traditional definition of a logistics provider. My name is Andrew Elsner, co-founder of Spot. In each episode, we will dive into the stories of industry experts, keep you up to date on the highs and lows of the logistics marketplace, and introduce you to the people behind the advanced technologies that are driving innovation for brokers, shippers, and carriers within our industry. Join us as we explore the world of logistics through a different lens. This is More Than a Broker.
Drivers, start your engine!
Welcome back to Spot's Market Update Podcast. This is Andrew Kropp, CFO at Spot. I'm joined again this month with a few repeat guests. First, I've got Alex Beening with me. Alex is a national account director working with a number of our large shippers at Spot. And then also with me is Ryan Scott, our director of carrier sales, who spends his days talking to motor carriers and really with his finger on the pulse of what's happening on the capacity side of the market. Gentlemen, thanks for joining again this month.
Yeah, glad to be back.
Glad to be back as well, Kropp.
All right. We're recording this here in mid to late April. Would say from kind of a market landscape perspective, we're still in the pre-produce season time. Still feels a little bit slow out there. Still seeing downward pressure on rates. We've been talking for a while about being towards the tail end of this freight cycle. I think we've been saying we think we're at the tail end of the freight downward cycle for a number of months, maybe even quarters now. So I guess it feels like maybe this is the time where we're really about to see that turn as we get into produce season. But just curious to get some opening thoughts from both of you just in terms of what you're seeing right now in the market and market conditions.
Yeah, last time we recorded, I think we thought it would be the lowest we would see in spot rates. But, you know, we're sitting here mid-April and we're still where we were several weeks ago, and it doesn't really show any signs of real life on the horizon. So, you know, obviously May, June tend to bring a little more excitement into the freight world, but, you know, there's still so much room between spot rates and contract rates that it just feels like there's still some time behind us, or in front of us, I should say, before things really start to turn.
Yeah. Alex, what are you seeing from your side?
Yeah, to echo Ryan's point, I think the underlying theme of Q1 and probably the broader part of Q2 is that stagnant environment we're in. And some recent information showing, recent data showing, we could see a turnaround here, especially as we head into produce season. And that's no secret. That's a typical market in a given year. One thing I noticed recently is outbound tender volumes remain consistent and steady and fairly strong given the time of year we're in. But what we're seeing with that in correlation with that is tender reject is nosediving. So we have extremely low levels of tender reject, and still we're not following that volume that trend in volume that's out there, which mostly speaks to we just have an abundant amount of capacity within the marketplace still. And I think mostly all data, regardless of what it is, mostly speaks to that. We still have that environment where carriers are holding on.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get some thoughts on carrier capacity in just a few moments. But I guess just sticking with you, Alex, you spend a lot of time talking with very large shippers. Any sentiments that you're picking up just in terms of what they're seeing with demand for their products, kind of volume today? What are you hearing?
Particularly in recent weeks, the past 1 or 2 weeks, we've seen quite an uptick in volume amongst my portfolio business on the CPG side of things. I think that's a lot of that's largely ramping up for peak season for consumer purchasing in the summer months. Across a lot of sectors of the industry. But customer facing, I seem to be having very similar conversations amongst several of my customers. And that mostly is what's down the road. What is there to expect? How do we strategize to shield ourselves from a repeat of what we saw in the supply chain crunch, you know, in the early 2020s.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a common theme that I've been hearing is shippers have to really be mindful of how much do they want to push on the low rate environment, because if and when the market turns, that could make routing guides a little challenging to manage. And just history would tell us that carriers sometimes have trouble honoring those rock bottom rates that they may be signing up to.
Yeah. And it's a constant balance of, you know, everyone wants to make a smart purchasing decision. You want a fair rate. You want to make sure that you're essentially paying the same for your industry peers on your freight rates. But in the same sense, you don't want to overplay your hand and set yourself up with a weak carrier base that isn't going to see through the rough times. I think that would be a good way to summarize it. And that's kind of the friction amongst my customers right now is, what's our strategy moving forward the next 6 months, the next 12 months? Early on in the capacity crunch, you know, particularly 21, 22, it was a very common theme to hold quarterly bids. Or if they weren't doing quarterly bids, it was biannual bids every 6 months. And that was just to keep realigning because the market was so volatile. And, you know, I think I've said this on prior episodes, but seeing more and more of a strategy of moving back to 12 months.
Annual bids. Yeah.
I would say within the next 6 months, we'll start seeing more and more of a pattern of shippers wanting to lock in those 12-month commitments with strategic carriers that have proven themselves through the years where they have pre-existing strong partnerships.
Yeah.
I think that's more or less in a nutshell what I've heard from all of my customers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty consistent with what I've seen as well. I guess, Ryan, from your side, carrier side of the market, what are you seeing out there? Been obviously a roller coaster ride for everybody. Here we are at one of the valleys, potentially. What are motor carriers having to say?
Yeah. I mean, Alex mentioned that his customers are seeing increases in volume. A lot of that's seasonal, I think, based on some of the products and things that are being shipped. But clearly, there's hasn't seemed to be any difficulty in absorbing that volume into the network. So capacity is still very, very loose. There's an excess of that. If you look back, you know, right now, trucking employment is still, even with all of the exits we've seen so far, trucking employment is still significantly higher than it was before COVID, right? There's still an excess. We're seeing a lot of exits still happen. You know, I think one of the stories that's probably a little bit, it flies under the radar a bit, is what's happening with commercial truck insurance. You know, a lot of the carriers that we're talking to and other contacts that we work with are talking about the challenges that a lot of carriers are facing with their just renewing their insurance. This is the time of year a lot of carriers do renew insurance. And we're finding also that there are some large underwriters who are actually exiting the commercial truck auto liability market, mm-hmm. which is really putting a lot of small carriers, particularly those 20 trucks or less, in a tough position where they're having to go out and find new coverage. And frankly, a lot of those just aren't able to do that. So due to a number of reasons, but you know, in this environment, a big reason for that is just a lot of these insurance providers who are looking at them as a new customer are seeing them in this environment as just a financial risk, and it's tough to bring them on as a new client. And also the safety scores have to be pretty impeccable at this point. So that's a challenge. So, you know, there's a lot of headwinds still at play for carriers out there with the rates lingering at very low levels. It's creating still quite a crunch.
Yeah. Interestingly, the most recent data that I saw is that capacity exiting the market has actually slowed down a little bit in the last couple of weeks, which kind of flies in the face of the trend that we were seeing Q4 and the early part of Q1 this year.
Yeah, March was the first month since March of 2023 where there was actually a net positive increase in new authorities granted. So it was nothing to write home about. 150, I think, was the number I read. But still, that's something to keep an eye on for sure. Could it be a bit of seasonality there? Could it be carriers reapplying who had their authorities revoked for some of the reasons right. we mentioned.
Hard to tell.
I think there's probably some of that going on. So it's hard to say that it's a real sign that things have flipped, but definitely it's a change in trajectory that we need to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
That is a surprising figure there for March, because I think a vast majority of the industry 6 or 9 months ago would have never guessed March of 2024, we wouldn't have this massive deficit of carriers leaving the market.
Yeah.
The fact that we're even, you know, it was a marginal gain is pretty, I mean, that speaks to itself how long this is slow playing out.
Yeah. And I do think we tend to see, if you look back over the years, you know, coming out of the holidays in January, some of the data points to a fall off in authorities after the holidays, and then a little bit of an uptick. So again, probably nothing to get super excited about yet, but definitely a change that we need to keep an eye on.
Well, guys, maybe start wrapping us up here. I want to get predictions, thoughts for at least the next couple months. What if you guys had to open up the crystal ball, what do you see for the next couple months here in the market? Alex?
Man, yeah, I left my crystal ball at home. I think we'll typically in a produce season, it really doesn't really start squeezing and getting kind of dicey until following Memorial Day. So I think that June, July period is going to be a strong indicator of which direction we're going for the second part of the year. With that said, the next 2 months, I would venture to say pretty status quo of what we're seeing currently. Come summer, we'll likely see that squeeze. And if it's a pretty aggressive squeeze, I think that speaks a lot to what we'll see the second part of the year.
Ryan?
I think heading into early summer, and it wouldn't be surprising to see rates start to gain some momentum a little bit. That would be natural just with seasonality. But, you know, 1 week we tend to keep an eye on is international road check, which happens mid-May. Last year, that was surprising that the effects of that, you know, usually we see capacity tighten that week for various reasons, carriers, you know, opting to maybe not take the risk of being on the road that week. But we saw the effects of that actually last for 3 to 4 weeks following road check, which was surprising given a pretty weak environment even last year. So I think it's a date to keep an eye on and right. to see what happens in the weeks following that. And if things hang around, I think that could be an inflection point to look at.
That drives the rest of the summer potentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you both for your willingness to participate again this month in the podcast. I think it was really insightful information. Thanks also to all the listeners out there. I'd continue to encourage everyone to download and listen to the More Than a Broker podcasts. And also, if you'd like further information or would like to speak more on market conditions, if you've got questions for our customer-facing reps or our carrier-facing reps, please reach out via our website at spotinc.com. Thank you.
And that's a wrap for More Than a Broker. You heard firsthand accounts from industry experts and Spot's hardworking individuals revealing a culture of collaboration and innovation. For more information about Spot, our service offerings, our people and culture, our job postings and more, check us out online at spotinc.com. That is spotinc.com. Thank you for listening and for being part of this journey. Until next time, keep striving to be more than a broker.